听力课堂，听 class.com。
Free podcast，
无限播客。
Dying to be thin，
死了都要瘦。
It has become a self-fulfilling prophecy.The popular television series, Friends, played on anorexic chic in an ad which was soon pulled.
In some ways, we all have distorted views of what is beautiful, and the repeated exposure to a particular image teaches you to like that particular image. And we have become so used to seeing extremely thin women that we have learned to think that this is what is beautiful.
The mystique of thin began with the arrival of the British model Twiggy in the late 1960s. Standing 5'6" tall, she weighed only 91 pounds and was dubbed Britain's top mini model. Since then, fashion models have become increasingly thinner, with body weights nearly 25% less than the average American woman, who weighs 140 pounds.
I think there are two primary things going on right now with the cultural availability of eating disorders. First, the whole society is involved in, the perfection game, all right, that we all can fix our bodies, make our bodies over. And then I think among young women, they're increasingly tuned in to a celebrity culture where the models and actresses' bodies...are considerably thinner than they have ever been in the past. This is very seductive and hard for young girls to resist. This is not about illness. This is about idealized beauty and perfection of a certain type.
These plus-size models are boldly challenging contemporary ideals of beauty.Ranging from size 12 to 18, they are much more in tune with the average American woman. Now a plus-size icon, Kate Dillon started out as a skinny model.
I think it happens to everybody at some point where you feel one way about yourself and that your intuition about who you are is that you're a good person, that you're beautiful, that you're strong, that you're capable. And then at some point, it's met with an outside force that's telling you, no, you're none of those things. I remember getting ready for my first day of junior high, and I was sitting in my mirror putting on my electric blue mascara and my frosted pink lipstick, and I was thinking, I was like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm looking good, you know? And when I got to school, it was just, they were...just horrible to me, telling me I was fat, and whether it was in PE or coming home on the bus every day, they'd stand up and they would jump up and down and they would chant, overweight Kate, overweight Kate. And I remember just like, you know, like sitting in the front seat. I'd always wear these massive sweaters and I was sitting in the front seat and just like trying so hard not to cry because I was so embarrassed and horrified.
Desperate to fit in, Kate took extreme measures.
By the end of my seventh grade year, I'd lost 30 pounds and I grew like 4 inches. And I was cool. Suddenly everyone liked me. And so what my plan worked, sadly and unfortunately, but it seems to be that that's the way the culture is. You know, you sort of, you do what they want and they'll say, cool, good, you're good now.
Kate became not just thin, but anorexic. And she caught the eye of the fashion world.Weighing 50 pounds less than what she does today, Kate's image before the camera concealed a painful inner struggle.
I look beautiful. I mean, it's not like you would not look at that picture and see somebody who was feeling bad about themselves or see somebody who hadn't eaten in 2 weeks. I mean, I look at my face looks so hollow, I look so, my eyes look like they're bulging out, and I just look so weak. That was the day that they told me to lose like 10 or 20 pounds, and I kind of knew that that was crazy. Like, I remember thinking, from where? Like, what is he done, 20 pounds? How am I going to lose 20 pounds? And I remember thinking, I don't have to do this, like...What have I been doing the last couple years? What have I been doing my whole life?
A year later, Kate walked away from modeling. She was in search of a life where starvation was not the price of success. Today, at least 3 out of every 100 girls will develop anorexia or bulimia, often in the wake of puberty.
I believe there are these separation, individuation, identity formation problems that are occurring. And I think that that has to do with fears of maturity. I think that development of someone from a child into an adult, the adolescent process, has a glitch somewhere. And that the eating disorder is born out of the struggle to grow up.
Discussion forum.
七嘴八舌讨论区.
What do you think about losing weight?
你如何看待愈演愈烈的减肥战?
I think it is very necessary for me. After the Chinese New Year, I've gained several kilograms. And now I can feel my love handles. It's time to skip the beef and pump some iron.
I am very happy about my shape. I won't do anything stupid to ruin my body. Look at those cracker-thin models. 8 out of 10 would regurgitate food after every chow. Yuck!
That's pretty silly to lose weight. I don't have the slightest interest in losing weight because I know temptation always trumps resolution. At least that works for me.
I really want to be a supermodel. So I will go all out to lose weight and become a size zero. Then all fashionable clothes will fit me like a glove.
Well, for those already too chunky, losing some pounds will make them healthier. But I don't suggest anyone lose excessive amounts of weight on a diet. It only brings on many more health problems, like malnutrition, anemia, etc.
It's all the commercials' fault. They boast how magical their losing weight products are over and over again. Give us a break. These products are more hype than fact.
If you stand next to a model, you'll think you are fat. But if you stand next to a roly-poly, you'll think you are a supermodel. Come on, feel good about yourself and keep your chin up. Don't always compare yourself to others. Notes. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
自我应验预言.
Anorexic chic.
厌食症潮流. 下文的
anorexia
是厌食的意思.
Exposure.
暴露, 曝光.
Mystique.
神秘性, 神秘感.
Dub.
授予, 的称号.
Availability.
有效性, 可用性.
Seductive.
吸引人的.
Boldly.
大胆的, 勇敢的.
Intuition.
直觉.
Mascara.
睫毛膏.
Frosted.
霜状的.
Chant.
单调重复地说或唱.
Massive.
巨大的.
Hollow.
凹陷的.
Bulge.
突出, 鼓起.
Starvation.
饥饿, 绝食.
Bulimia.
抑饿病.
Puberty.
青春期.
Adolescent.
青春期的.
Glitch.
小故障, 小事故.